Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 29th, 2026, and this is a deduped follow-up on loop engineering with one central question: how are teams controlling token cost? The loop conversation has shifted. Early posts were about the idea itself. Then the focus moved to templates and tooling. Now the hard production question is cost. How do you keep autonomous loops productive without turning them into expensive retry machines? A useful trending post in this phase is a BDT Tech Talks analysis that warns against what it calls loop maxing. The message is clear. Loops are powerful, but vague goals plus weak stop conditions can consume budget fast while making little progress. Their recommendation is phased rollout with deterministic checks, circuit breakers, and explicit loop exits. From the company side, the major platforms are now shipping explicit cost levers. OpenAI's prompt caching guidance says repeated prompt prefixes can cut latency and input token costs significantly, and their batch API offers a large discount for asynchronous bulk work. That combination matters for loop design. Cache the repeated context for interactive paths and route non-urgent high-volume jobs into discounted batch pipelines. Anthropic documents prompt caching with explicit cache control options and clear cache write and cache read pricing logic. Google Gemini documents implicit caching for modern models and recommends keeping stable shared content at the start of prompts to increase cache hit likelihood. The cross-vendor pattern is now obvious. Cost control starts with prompt structure. Research is starting to quantify this too. A recent paper evaluating prompt caching on long horizon agent tasks across OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google reports substantial cost and latency benefits, but also shows strategy matters. Naive full context caching is not always best. Stable reusable context tends to be better cache material than dynamic tool outputs. Beyond API strategy, infrastructure papers still matter for loop economics. The page detention work behind VLLM shows how better KV cache memory management can improve throughput, and speculative decoding research shows how draft and verify generation can speed decoding while preserving output distribution. These are not loop frameworks by themselves, but they reduce per iteration cost, which is exactly where long-running loops hurt. So what should engineering teams do this week? First, instrument per loop token usage and runtime. Second, split prompt payloads into stable prefixes and dynamic tails, then optimize for cache hits. Third, add hard retry and budget caps. Fourth, move eligible offline workflows to batch execution. Fifth, add stagnation detection so loops stop when they stop making progress. Today's takeaway: loop engineering is becoming an economics discipline as much as an autonomy discipline. The best teams are not just asking, "Can this loop run?" They are asking, can this loop run safely, predictably, and within budget? Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the core June 29th deduped angle for loop engineering? A, token cost control and economic reliability for autonomous loops. B, re-explaining the basic loop definition only. C, ignoring budgets in favor of more retries. D, using one-shot prompts for everything. The answer is A. This issue shifts from concept and tooling talk to practical cost engineering. Question 2. What does OpenAI claim prompt caching can improve? A, lower latency and lower input token costs on repeated prefixes. B, guaranteed correctness of every loop. C, elimination of all model failures. D, unlimited context without trade-offs. The answer is A. Prompt caching is specifically about repeated prefix efficiency. Question 3. What did the prompt caching evaluation paper find? A. Prompt caching can significantly reduce cost and improve latency in long horizon agent tasks. B. Caching has no effect on agent workloads. C. Only full context caching is ever optimal. D. Dynamic tool results should always be cached. The answer is A. The paper reports clear benefits with strategy-dependent outcomes. Question 4. Why are deterministic exit conditions critical for loop cost? A. They prevent endless retries on vague goals and cap runaway token spend. B. They remove the need for testing. C. They make batching unnecessary. D. They guarantee zero latency. The answer is A. Clear exits and budgets are the difference between useful automation and expensive churn. Question 5. What is a practical first step for a team with expensive loops? A. Instrument per loop token usage, runtime, and cache hit rates before scaling autonomy. B. Increase retry count indefinitely. C. Disable all guardrails. D. Treat cost as an afterthought. The answer is A. Measurement is what enables real optimization. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build loops with budgets, not just ambition.